Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, President Trump announced the lifting of a ban on summer sales of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol, known as E15. The announcement capped a months-long effort by the White House to thread the needle, if you will, between rival corn and oil industry interests. And as you might imagine, U.S. corn growers applauded the announcement, and rightfully so, but not everyone is sure about it. Like the U.S. livestock industry, considering corn is a main feedstuff for animals and what the announcement could mean for feed input costs. This week I talked with the NCBA's Colin Woodall.
There's no doubt that it will have an impact on corn supplies, corn demand, and of course, corn price. But right now, I think it's too early to really tell what that is going to be. You know, when you look at corn prices, they have kind of been down the dumps for quite some time. I don't necessarily believe that we're going to get back to those corn highs of 2008, 2009, but more than likely there will be an uptick.
And in the end, President Trump is also moving ahead without the support of the U.S. oil refining industry. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.